Sweeney, here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Tennessee lawmakers passed a $58 billion budget this afternoon. That includes a big pot of money for rural health providers. Tennessee is already getting an estimated $1 billion from the federal government to improve rural health care over the next 5 years. But hospitals and clinics are barred from using that money for major renovations. That's a big problem because many of their buildings went up in the 50s and 60s. Also, thin margins make it tough to keep up with maintenance projects, like HVAC and plumbing. The medical providers are also barred from using the federal money for normal operations, like the cost of caring for the uninsured. That's what the $137 million fund passed today is for. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced it will roll back Biden-era regulations on coal ash. That's a toxic byproduct of burning coal that can contain heavy metals like arsenic or lead. WUOT's Pierce Gentry reports the survivors of coal ash spills are furious.
Jessica Waller Downs's father was one of the first workers called out to the Tennessee Valley Authority's Kingston Fossil Plant in 2008 when 4 million tons of coal ash spilled into the East Tennessee Valley.
He actually worked waist deep in it, so he would come home covered in it, completely covered. You know, my mom would do his laundry, you know, things like that, the typical, you know, housewife would do.
In just 8 years, Waller Downs watched as both her middle-aged parents withered and died. She says she's fearful it could happen again after the TVA announced earlier this year it's doubling down on coal-fired power plants. Now she says she's angry that the EPA plans to roll back rules to regulate the coal ash the plant will produce.
It's infuriating, you know? I don't trust anybody in the government anymore. I have no trust with them.
The TVA declined an interview for this story. In a statement, a spokesperson said the federal utility will always implement best practices to ensure coal ash sites are safe. I'm Pierce Gentry, WUOT News.